host, LaToya Cooper, the songstress. I am an A-list artist career strategist, actually the A-list artist career strategist. And we are going to have a great conversation today. We are going to continue the conversation around one-page business plans, okay? You don't need multiple one-page business plans. You just need one. So today we're going to dig a little deeper into the conversation around this because this is really important. This is important, especially if you are envisioning yourself having a successful, lucrative career. And there are some things that you will need to build now, to create now, to position yourself now for that to show up for yourself. So you're not behind the game and that you're not scrambling at the time when something significant happens. That's the last thing we want to do, is be in a place of reactiveness. We want to be in a place of proactiveness. I hope those are both words, but you get what I'm saying and where I'm going with this. So let's talk about this. Okay. So last week on the podcast, we briefly went through the components of a one-page business plan and that you needed a business plan. Here's the deal. A one-page business plan is really the nutshell of a full-length business plan. It doesn't skip over any of the important core components. It just simply gets straight to the point. You get it straight to the point, right? There's no fluff around it. It is literally meat and bones. And in some cases, a one-page business plan can be even more effective than a full-length business plan. And now, as technology is moving so fast and business is moving so fast, in many cases, it's often preferred. So really, you want to have both. You want to have a full-length business plan, but if you are not really comfortable with mapping that out, or if you just simply do not have the time, make time for a one-page business plan, if nothing else. Okay, let me quickly go back over what the one-page business plan entails, the most important components, okay? One, who is your customer? Who is your customer? Write down who your customer is. Guess what? As creatives, as people with gifted talents, you have a customer. Your fan, your talent buyer is a customer. They're all customers. Anyone who is going to pay you for services or products is a customer. Anyone who provides opportunity for you is a customer. You have external, and oftentimes you may have internal customers. Your staff, your team, your employees are all customers. What is the problem that your customers are facing? Your fans have problems. You know, you have talent buyers and venues who have problems and so forth. What are their problems? Define their problems. And how can what you provide solve their problem? You solve their problem, and they will hire you over and over and over again. You solve their problem, they will come book you over and over again. They will come to your shows over and over again. Solve their problem. Write down their problems and use that in your marketing strategy. Make sure you're always hitting those key problems for your customers. How do you plan to solve their problems? So you're listing their problems. Now, how do you plan to solve their problems? What's the strategy behind that? What do you offer? What can you do? What can you incorporate to help solve their problems? And who is your competition? Now, let's talk about this, because this does not necessarily mean stalk your competition on social media. That's not what this really means. What this really means is study your competition, who is doing really well, who has the potential to affect your business, study the competition, who is doing things really well that you might want to incorporate and find your own little twist and incorporate into your business. And here's the thing. It's important to know who your competition is because it's going to affect how you market. By knowing who your competition is, it's going to actually make your job a lot easier. Trust me. Research your competition. Write down who they are. Write down their strengths, their weaknesses, what they're doing great, what they're not doing so great, because you may be able to pick up on that area. And list it on a document, store it somewhere, because you're going to go back and you're going to have to reference that, especially when it comes to marketing. So let's say you have a particular competitor, and this can be an artist. This can be in any sort of area that you consider competition. And when it comes to your marketing, you may even want to market in their realm. You may want to market to their fans, to their customers. You know, you may want to take advantage of the opportunity to market in that space. And if you don't take the time to do the research on who your competitors are, then you won't know how or where to focus in on when it comes to extending and expanding on your marketing. So don't overlook your competitors, okay? How can you set yourself apart? As I was just discussing, this is why it's important to know who your competition is. Like, what sets you apart from your competition? Not only that, I have spoken a lot about and shared a lot about the importance of finding a clear musical mission that is yours for a multitude of reasons. One is, when you are in alignment, you're not in competition with nobody, because it's your space. It's where you're going to naturally shine effortlessly. And then also, you can clearly define what makes you different and distinctive from your competition. When we have that pressure where we're like looking to the left and we're looking to the right and we're looking at what everybody else is doing and we're trying to compare ourselves or change things about ourselves to hopefully gain the success that someone else may have, we're off base, right? So how can you set yourself apart? Define that. Take the time to do that. It is worth the time. It is worth the investment. And if you need help defining that, get with someone who you can trust, who's experienced, who can help you break that down. It may be someone close to you. It may be someone who you hire to help you through that. Whatever it takes to get you through successfully, take the time to do that. You are worth it. And your gift and what stands and sits in front of you is worth it as well. Who is your team? Who is your team? Take the time to define your team. Take the time to define your dream team. Not just who you're working with now, but also, what does your dream team look like? Define that. You know, what are their titles? What are their top skill sets? Do you have a person in mind that you just would love to work with? Write their name down. Yeah, this is important. This is part of your one-page business plan. How will you make money? Break that down. How will you make money? Oftentimes, when it comes to our creative gift, we share it and we don't really think about this component. But by simply writing it down and breaking it down and seeing what's possible for ourselves, then we open up possibilities for our financial goals to actually happen. As I've shared in past podcast episodes, that when you write down your goals, you are 50% more likely to actually achieve those goals by simply writing them down. And less than 2 to 3% of the population actually take the time to write down their dreams and their goals. Let's be part of the 2 to 3%. So write it down. Write down what you want that money to look like, okay? Write it down and don't be scared. Be unapologetic about it. Write them big numbers down. What's the cost anticipated? What is your business, your dream, your goals? What does it look like financially in terms of expenses and costs? Write that down. I know that can be a little scary. It can be a little intimidating because it's like, oh my gosh, this is like so expensive. But you know what? For any business, you're going to have to invest. You got to spend money to make money. It's true. Time is money. It's true. It's all true. It's part of how it works. So let me go back over this really, really quick before we go over the next part. So tonight's going to be like a short podcast, but we're getting down to the meat of things, right? I want to make sure you get the core of what you need. So let me go back over this really, really quick. Who is your customer? What is your customer's problem? How do you plan to solve the problem? Who are your competitors? How can you set yourself apart from your competitors? Who is your dream team? Define your dream team. How do you plan to make money? What is the cost anticipated with your business? Write all that down. Define all these parts. It does not have to be complicated. It does not have to be long. It can be straight to the point, but these are important components. So we're going to take a quick break and recognize our sponsor, and we're going to go into the benefits of a one-page business plan. We're going to break all that down. Be right back, everybody. Learn about the ever-changing climate of the music industry and learn how to position yourself with the new book, Hybrid Executive, great for indiepreneurs, indie artists, managers, engineers, booking agents, and more. Hybrid Executive is the new terminology for today's indie artist, written by music producer Samuel E. Archer. Now available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, BookBaby, and other leading ebook distributors. Visit thehybridexecutive.com for more information. Hey, superstars, we are back. Okay, we're going to go into the benefits. Like I've been talking about one-page business plan, but let's talk about why I just feel like I keep saying you need this, you need this. And I'm going to break down why, okay? Here are the benefits. One, which is probably, well, they're all important. Investors. As your brand grows, regardless of what type of musically inclined business you have, whether you're serving through your talent, whether you're selling a product, you at some point are going to want to work with investors at some point. Probably, maybe not, you know, some people are the exception, right? They want to fully fund it from A to Z, but there may come a point where you will need to work with investors. And guess what? The very first thing they're going to ask you for. Do you have a business plan? I want to see what you envision for your business. You know, they want to know that you can't, you, how you, they want to see how you're operating the business. They want to see your vision. They want to see where you're going. They want to see what they're investing in. They're investing in you, but what is your story? What is your model? And what is your vision as an artist? This is going to help you get investors. This is going to help you get bigger sponsors and things like that. This is something you can share with them that is going to communicate that you are serious about what you do. This is speaking their language. It is speaking their language. Okay? Investors, sponsors, benefit. A one-page business plan also helps you measure what is working. and what is not working. It helps you measure what is working and what is not working. If you can see, if you have a plan, right? And you go out and you say, I'm going to execute this concept and this idea that I have. And you're moving along and something's not working. Then you're able to go back to that one page business plan and say, hey, you know what? I'm executing this, but it's not working. So let me tweak it a little bit. And then you can tweak it. And then you can incorporate that new concept and strategy. And then also, you can look and see what's working great. Okay, I incorporated this new concept and strategy. It's working. Let's do more of this. Let's expand on this. How can I expand on this? And if you're at a point where you need help, the great thing is you have your one-page plan. You can share it with someone and they can dig in deeper with you and continue to expand on those things that are working and continue to dig deeper and find solutions to those things that are not working, okay? Helps you measure what's working and what's not working. It also helps you look at what you need to continue to do and change, which is associated with what I just mentioned, what's working, what's not working. What you need to continue to do and what you need to change. Here's the deal. When you don't take the time to write down these type of things, as you are encountering successes and as you're encountering failures, right, you're not able to measure them. So you don't really have an idea of like, how great it's really going or how bad it's really going. Let me give you an example. You may know someone who has had a really successful year, right? And they may encounter one tough thing along the way in that year, but overall they've had tons of successes, but they never took the time to write those down. So when that one bad situation happens, they're distracted. I mean, not distracted, but they're like distraught or distracted from all the other great things that happened. And it can throw off their year. It can throw off their focus. But if they're writing down those successes and they're writing down those big moments, they can look back and say, whoa, I am on track. I'm going to keep going the way I'm going. But when they don't write it down, when you don't have that plan, you don't know what to continue to do and what to change. Okay? The great thing about a one-page business plan, it helps you see the big picture, right? It helps you take what's in your head, write it down, look at the full business model and say, whoa, okay, I can see where the pieces connect. I see how this can flow and become an actual reality here. But I see on the other side, this kind of just doesn't, this data, this information just does not make sense. How can I tweak it to make it work and at least work on paper and then execute and see if it will work in action? So it helps you see the big picture. It helps you see how the pieces fit together and the full business model and concept that you have in your head. It also allows the team to see that full big picture and business model. It allows them to see how they plug into your vision, as I mentioned last podcast. It gives them something to work with and it gives them something to stand behind. And we need that. We need that. And here is the final benefit that I'm going to share today. There are so many benefits, but this is the final one I'm going to share today. It helps you track your direction in terms of your money flow. It helps you measure what's coming in, what's going out. Is the money leaving out too fast? Is the money coming in as fast as you want it to come in? Like, when we're able to kind of write down some numbers, not kind of write down some numbers, write down some numbers, it helps us grasp what we're dealing with financially and how we can meet our financial goals, how we can resolve any sort of financial problems or overflow there that's not in the direction in which we want it to go. And this is really important. It's important to track the numbers. It does not matter if you're on a super tight budget. So what? The great thing is you can write down, okay, so this year, this is everything that I want to do and I want, you know, to achieve in my business, and it's going to cost X amount of money to do it. And you're looking at this big number and you're saying, okay, well, I may not have all of this money, but let me figure out how to get this done on a smaller budget. And because you've taken the time to write that down and break all that down, you can start to look at other avenues that's going to produce the same results, right? You may decide that you're going to, you know, work a little harder in a certain area. You may decide that you're going to DIY some things instead of hiring someone to do it for you or going out and purchasing it. You may even consider bartering in some areas. You may consider moving around or adjusting your budget a little bit. But we can't do that if we don't write it down. So those are the five benefits to why you need a one-page business plan. As an artist, an indie artist, a songwriter, a composer, an indie artist entrepreneur, a creative soul and being who is using your gift in a powerful way. Okay, superstar? All right. This rounds up our conversation about a one-page business plan. But we're going to keep the conversation going. I'm going to be back here next Thursday live on Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and also on Fridays, you can listen on Spotify and Apple Podcast as usual. Okay, everyone. Love you, superstar. I'll see you here next Thursday. Have a beautiful night. Bye-bye.